Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If anybody's unfamiliar with my voice, you might be new to this radio station online. We call it buildingfortunesradio.com. I started it over 11 years ago. Believe it or not, I wanted to have a platform to be able to pass the microphones to people doing the right things in home-based businesses. And we do focus a lot on home-based businesses here and certainly entrepreneurs. And recently, I connected with a friend of ours who asked me about promoting Q streaming, and for those people who are unfamiliar with Q streaming, the Q part is spelled C-U-E, and I said, well, I don't know a lot about streaming stuff, so let's take a look at it. And as he exposed me to the people behind Q streaming and the product behind Q streaming, and we've done some of these radio shows, quite honestly, I'm super duper impressed. Will endorse this completely on my own. For those people that are listening in, these guys are good guys and gals that are promoting Q streaming, and I wanted to have as many radio shows available as we possibly could, because sometimes multiple exposures lets this stuff sink in, if you will, when you're listening in. And I asked one of our representatives to connect us again with David Waddell. He's the company owner and the founder and the originator of Q Streaming. So we have him back again to kind of cover Q Streaming for those people that might be unfamiliar with it. And just as a short note, this is an opportunity for you to be able to get great streaming TV on up to 5 devices. And also for those people that are entrepreneurial like myself that says, you know, I could sell that. So if you're an influencer or a Boy Scout leader or somebody who runs a big organization or a small organization, you want to do some sales or some fundraising, you'll be able to do that stuff as well. But the first thing I want to do is kind of have you guys be introduced to David. So, David, thanks for being here on this radio show, and I'm going to kick it off after you say hello to everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. I'm glad to be back here again on your show. We always have great results and a lot of phone calls that come into our offices after each of these shows. And I know we've had our chief marketing officer, Jeff Raver, on here in the past, and our vice president of fundraising events, Kemp Benson, has been on here. And we just appreciate your support. We love working with all of your people and have made a lot of great contacts from this radio show.
Absolutely. So I'm going to kind of facilitate that extra contacts continuing from the radio show. So for those people listening in, my background was in sales and direct sales. I used to sell for a company called Electrolux, and that was when we were door knockers. So we were door knocking. That was the hardest thing in the world. I was up in the New York area and then eventually ran the Midwest. And when it's like minus 12 with the wind chill factor and birds are falling from the sky because it's freaking cold and you can't even get your car door open because it's locked shut and you're saying to yourself, oh, my gosh, how am I going to figure out how to sell vacuum cleaners? You get really good with referrals. You get into a house and you basically say, after you're done, you basically say, listen, I'm not leaving until you kind of get me somebody else to talk to. So I was really good at referrals. So I learned that everybody could be a salesman for me. Everybody could be a salesman for me. I'm going to take that same stance relative to this radio show with Q Streaming, and I'm kind of play with this theme, if you will, David. So I used to teach the Six Honest Serving Men. So if you're unfamiliar with the Six Honest Serving Men, if you've been trained by someone like me in direct sales, those are the questions that you can ask that kind of open up conversations to give you more information to be able to help people get informed and then make some decisions. So the Six Honest Serving Men, there's 5 W's for those people that want to remember this, and the H at the end. So it's who, what, when, where, why. Those are the 5. Who, what, where, when, and why, and then how. And we're going to apply this towards Q streaming as we get started. So let's start off with that first one. Who? So who is Q streaming?
Well, that's great, Peter. I love that. So who is QStreaming? We are a communications company. Communication Unites Everyone Incorporated is the parent company, and that's where the CUE comes from. So we're not part of QAnon or anything else like that, but the CUE stands for Communication Unites Everyone. And we have been able to put together an amazing group of men and women that from all backgrounds. And I've always joked about this. My degree in college is music education. So I could never play flute, clarinet, sax, or drums as well as my kids could. I was a brass player. But my job was to wave my arms and get everybody to play together. And in business, I've been able to do the same thing with network engineers and billing people, finance people, sales people, marketing people. And I've been able to establish an amazing group here to help me build the QStreaming platform. So we are who are we? We are a streaming TV platform that is adding more and more original content on a weekly basis.
Excellent. Okay, good. So my next question is, what is QStreaming? So for those people that might be unfamiliar with it, what is it?
So the what is very clear on the streaming side. Now, Communication Unites Everyone is a complete communications company, but on the QStreaming side, if you took all of the TV content from all the cable companies, satellite companies, all of the streaming companies put together, we have all of that content all on our platform with one username and one password. So as opposed to like Roku, you can get all these different apps on a Roku device. We have all of that content with one username, one password, a very simple platform to work with. And then because of what we're doing with podcasters and radio shows like this, we also give the ability that you can listen to radio shows and podcasters on our platform as well. And so we're replacing a lot of different media platforms with a heart to have free speech. So there's a lot of groups that have been cut off from the other media groups, and we are giving them a platform to be able to speak their voice.
Excellent. Okay, good. And then where can people get it? So for those people that are unfamiliar with this, I know you're going to answer this question, but I always like to make sure that people know, hey, listen, this stuff is available and you can get it, but there's people that are working hard to earn your business. So I'll let you answer that question. Where do people get QStreaming?
Sure. You can go to our website at myqstreaming.com, and if somebody invited you to this show, make sure and get their link, because all of our independent sales agents have their own private link that gets you to myqstreaming.com to order the service. And we are available. All of our content licenses are for the United States. You can buy it anywhere in the United States and its territories. But the reality is you can use it worldwide. We have people that travel and go to other countries, whether they're in Germany or in Africa someplace or in Asia. You can stream anywhere you can get access to an open internet system.
Now, the where part I really want to focus on as well, as far as if you're interested in this and you were referred by someone, there are people that are salespeople for QStreaming, there's organizations, there's fundraising. So although everybody's paying the same price, everybody's getting the same terms and conditions, where you buy it from could help the person that refers you. So if you're ordering, if someone puts you here, make sure you go back to that individual and give them the credit they deserve, because it may mean a lot to a lot of different people. We're going to use some examples of this. If there's just a regular sales rep, that sales rep is working hard. He might or she might be paying some advertising dollars. They might be doing whatever they might be doing as far as spending their own stuff to be able to drive traffic to their website. You found us as a referral, so that's important. If you're part of an organization like a fundraising organization or a church, it might be really important because maybe your pastor or maybe your Boy Scout leader or your band director or your coach referred you, and they're doing these things for fundraising for your church, your school, your club, your Cub Scout thing as well. And as we go through this, could you give us some examples, if you will, David, of maybe some nonprofits or maybe some places that are using this for creative ways to be able to generate funds?
Absolutely. So just so everybody knows, we as a company don't spend a penny on advertising. What we do is we support our affiliate sales organizations and nonprofit organizations. So just as an example, we have a church that's based in Valparaiso, Indiana, called Heartland Christian Center. And they have a goal to raise $15 million to build an athletic facility for handicapped children and adults too. It's not just children, but for handicapped people so that they have a place to swim, to exercise, to be able to get the physical exercise that they need. And the senior pastor has a daughter that is 39 years old and has Down syndrome. And so her nickname is Sunshine. So the center is called the Sunshine Center. So we're working with them with 220,000 subscribers in Northwest Indiana, which, by the way, there's over 100,000 people with disabilities in the same five counties that we're talking about. There are 2.2 million homes in those areas, but we're attempting to get to 220,000 subscribers. And with that, each subscriber that comes in, we donate back to the church $6 or 10% of the $59.99. Our service is $59.99 per month, and we donate back 10% of that to this church. So 220,000 subscribers raises $15.8 million every year. And with that, we can build a new Sunshine Center in other parts of the country each and every year. So that's one way that we're helping nonprofit organizations.
So this is why it's very important if you were referred here, you give the people that referred you the business the credit for that. So make sure you find out their link or their domain name or whatever it might be, because you want to make sure that they get the credit. The cool thing about that is you're helping an organization that you know is reinvesting their money back into really cool things, as opposed to some corporations that might be reinvesting their money into things that you don't know about and probably would not approve. So the neat thing about this is that's, you know, as far as the where you go buy it. Now, I know this is something we covered before, but tell us the when of Q Streaming, the whole beginning and to where we are now and how it developed. So when for Q Streaming?
So officially, I wrote this business model back in 2008. Because at the time I was an internet service provider. We were able to provide telephone service with voice over IP, and I saw the future of IPTV at that time. Now, it was so early in the game that I actually had an engineer that took a cable video stream of 4 megs, wrote an algorithm for it where we could stream over a 512K connection over the internet. But what we didn't have at that time was content. So starting in 2013, content started to become more and more available. And then when the COVID crisis hit in 2020, that's when I launched, because I had several school superintendents reach out to me and say, hey, we've got to figure out a way to stream classrooms into the homes because they won't let us open our school. So we started looking into the streaming of classrooms, and then I made the contacts with the TV brokers that started making TV channels available to us. And so we started doing the beta testing and tested it from basically March of 2020 until March 4th of this year, of 2023. By then, we actually launched the company March 4th of this year. And so we're still a relatively new company, but we are growing very, very quickly, and I'm very proud of the team that we've put together. We have 44 employees and over 3,000 independent sales agents across the country already today in just 9 months.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to take a little quick commercial break. You're listening to David Weddell with Q-Streaming, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back, Peter Mingles. We're talking about Q-Streaming. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows and listen to the ones that we did with Jeff Raver and also Kent Benson and other people as well. In the future, we'll have them up there on that same page. And Q is spelled C-U-E. So Q-Streaming, communication unites everyone. So, David, we were talking a little bit about the whens, and you kind of brought us up to now. What's happening sometime in the future? Projects that are on the close to being launched or just right now being launched, planning, if you will.
Absolutely. So much progress has been made here just in the last couple of weeks. Pretty soon, within the next 2 weeks, you'll be able to go see on Play Store and on Apple Store, you'll see our app on those two places. So that's
wow.
A huge breakthrough for us that with that, you'll be able to get our app on any device. Today, we can use any Android device and download the app on there. And when you go to our website, all the instructions are right there to show you how to do it as well.
So I know that you, for people that are wanting to use this service right now, it can be used on a cell phone. It could use on almost every electronic device, right, that you can display stuff, a cell phone, a tablet, a PC, like a personal computer, like your desktop. You could, of course, use it on your laptop. You could use it on your big screen TV as well and smart TVs. So on a smart TV, what do you need as far as devices that are available now and coming up sometime in the future?
Well, what we've been using is an Amazon Fire Stick, and our app works on an Amazon Fire Stick. But the issue with that is Amazon continues to make changes in their Fire Stick that we can't control, which sometimes adversely affects our service to you. So we are within weeks we just signed the contract with the manufacturing. We have developed our own stick that will be used and released here before Christmas, called a Q-Stick. So if you can imagine, if you know what an Amazon Fire Stick is, we have our own version of that now that's called a Q-Stick. It'll be for sale for $34.95, and it will come with the app already on it, and it will give you the ability to get our service on any TV. It just plugs into an HDMI port, just like a cable box would on any device. So then with it being on the Play Store, here's the difficult part when we talk about smart TVs. Most smart TVs aren't really as smart as people think they are. And the App Store will allow you to load it on there, and that will make it much easier. We have some people that are already using smart TVs because they're technology savvy and they're able to do that on their own. But it's difficult for us as a company to support every smart TV because there's no operating system that's consistent from TV to TV. And even within the same name brand, if you took a Samsung TV, there's three or four different kinds of Samsungs, and the operating systems aren't always the same. So that's why we've got the Q-Stick coming out. It'll work on any TV that has an HDMI port. You just plug it into there, and you're off and running.
Excellent. Okay, good. So that is going to be a big thing happening in the very near future. And then what other projects do you have kind of like in the future? So for those people that are interested in subscribing to the service, this you have the Q Streaming TV. But I know you have some other things down the pike. And if you're a salesman for Q Streaming or someone using Q Streaming for fundraising, this will be another product that your customers could use, and you can also generate revenue from. So what's happening in the future?
Absolutely. Good setup, Peter. I appreciate that. Because our TV service relies on internet, we are also an internet service provider, and we will be releasing our own product the first of the year that will give you the ability to have the mobility with Q as well. So it's a device that runs off of 4G and 5G cellular networks that you can take with you when you travel. And it's an internet service. Our target is somewhere between $50 and $60 right now. We're just trying to nail that down. But we'll have internet service available so that we can help the quality of our TV service, because believe it or not, there are some internet providers out there that just don't have as good a quality to keep our stream going day to day. Then in addition to that, first quarter of 2024, we'll be adding Q Mobile, where we'll have mobile phones available. And with the mobile phones, you know, everybody that has a cell phone today, if you're with AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, you have a SIM card that's specific to that carrier. So ours will have a virtual SIM card in it, so it picks up everybody's network, and no matter where you are, it'll pick up the best signal for 4G, 5G, wherever you are, anywhere actually in the world. So that's coming. And then the fourth product is our security, home security. We have our own cameras and our own doorbells that run on a private network, so that different than some of the competitors that go over an open internet connection, ours run on a private network so that people can't hack in to your cameras at your house or into your doorbells, and the information is kept private just between you and your own local network of yourself. So, matter of fact, our security company is very well established. We are doing business with the city of Indianapolis right now, providing cameras around the city, helping make up for the 300 police officers that they are short right now. So those are just a couple things that are going here in the near future, that all of our independent sales agents will have the ability to market all of those products.
Excellent. So whether you're somebody who's interested in buying the product or somebody who says, you know, hey, I think I know some people that would want to do that, you might become an independent sales agent as well to be able to generate the commissions. And my hopes is to spread Q Streaming, you know, as making it one of the biggest, if not the biggest, companies out there providing great quality service for people, you know, that are looking for this level of technology and security, and also to be able to really help you guys build as big as you can build so you can help as many people, because that's really what it's all about. At the beginning of our radio show, I know you've mentioned on other cases where we talk about making a difference, you know, you know, do the spread the word, make a difference, you know, be somebody different in this world. Help all the people. QStreaming is certainly one of the companies that are doing that, which is leading me to the next question. Why buy from QStreaming?
Well, the why is very simple. It goes to our mission statement, which you just pretty much just said, is we're not just about making a dollar. We're about making a difference. We are already making a difference in many communities, many schools, many churches around the country. We're already making a difference in people's lives by our whole financial model of giving back to our communities. You know, we're able to do everything that we're doing mainly because we're putting all of the money that would normally go to sales and marketing, we're giving that back for referrals. You talked earlier in the radio show about the referral business. When I first got into sales, I had a little wheel that I put up on the board that said the wheel of success and the different ways for you to attract people to your company, which included radio or TV or billboards and newspaper advertising. And without going into great detail, you know, you get to the sixth one is the referral system. And when I first started in the insurance business, I bought a list of people that fit the category of who I wanted to talk to, and I would call on 25 people every week. And about 15 of them would answer the door. About five of them would let me in the door. Three of them would listen to my pitch, and one of them would do business with me. But the five people referred me to 10 people apiece. The three people would refer me to 15 people apiece, and the one that did business with me would refer me to 20 other people. So now I'm going into a warm network. And so I've lived my entire sales career off of a referral business, and that's what Q is set up perfectly on referrals, and that's what we live on.
Excellent. So as we wrap this up, we talked about the six honest serving men: who, what, where, when, why, and the last one is how. So just as a referral or reminder for those people, how do they buy QStreaming?
You can go to myqstreaming.com or go to the person that invited you to this radio show and get their link, their QR code, and just go to the website and sign up for service. Every question that you may have is answered on the website, and you can go there, sign up for service, and you could be streaming in a matter of minutes. There's a web browser that you can use on your phone, your tablet, your computer, and you can be browsing right then and there. If you happen to have an Amazon Fire Stick, you can download the app and literally be streaming in your home with in less than 10 minutes. So that's how you find it.
Excellent. Okay, good. And it's only $59.99 per month, no contract, no gotchas, thousands of potential channels, series, everything you'd want on television, could replace all of those other commercial streaming services if you wanted to, plus pay-per-view. So you can handle a lot of stuff with this. And, David, I want to say thanks for being here. Great. I've had the great opportunity of kind of watching your level of growth and success over the last couple of months, and that's why we're endorsing QStreaming. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to do a regular radio show on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the next couple of weeks, if not next couple of months, just to continue to get the word out to help you guys build, and we'll see everybody next time. David, thank you very much. And if you're not here before Christmas, Merry Christmas. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.